Well, Dr. Nike has brought up some real problems. I don't agree with his answer about the Quran in terms of the alaqa and mudaqa. I still think it's a big problem. But that's his opinion and my opinion. So everybody will have to go home and think about it themselves. He spoke about he hasn't met any person that took the poison test. I can't present the person because he's already gone to be with the Lord, but I have friend Harry Radcliffe, and he lived in a town in the south of Morocco, and one of his people who he thought was a friend invited him over for a lunch, for a dinner, and he invited the wife and son also. And so when Harry agreed to go, somebody came and knocked on the door and said, "The man's going to poison you." So they went. Harry took this very verse that you've read, and he decided that he should go because he had said he would. So he went. He waited, hoping to find a time when the man brought in the couscous, the man would go out and he could turn the couscous around. But there was no such time. So he dug in and he ate. His wife wasn't able to eat very much, and they had fed their son before they went. But Harry ate. And that night Harry got pains in his tummy. And he had some blood. But he lived. And so 2 days later, he went and knocked on the door, and the man came and opened the door, and his face went absolutely white. And Harry thanked him for the meal. I give you this one example anyway. Now, you have said about Jesus was only sent to the Jews. Go to the Jew, and not to the Gentiles. Well, in the Quran itself, it talks about Mary, and then she says, "I don't know any man," in Surah 19:21. And then it says that Jesus is to be a sign unto man and a mercy from us. In Matthew 4:9, a lady came and anointed Jesus' feet. He said, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be told. And in Matthew 28, when Jesus is about to ascend into heaven, he says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." Well, this is not a contradiction. He did say to his disciples, "Go only to the Jews," because the Jews were given a certain chance. There's a story in the Bible. Shouldn't use the story, word story, I suppose, but history, where Jesus came to a fig tree. And the fig tree had brought no fruit for 3 years. And so then he said, "Shall I tear it down?" And then Jesus' answer was, "No, leave it one more year and we'll fertilize it and see if it brings any fruit." This was all a parable about Israel. He had preached to them 3 years and he would preach another half. But then there are other parables that he told where he said, "All right, it'll be taken away from you, the blessing, and given to the Gentiles." Dr. Nike has talked about the day and the periods. The day in the Bible also can have the time of a long period. Doesn't have to be 24 hours, as Dr. Bukai wanted to exist in his book. And I believe that it was long periods of